Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It is the match preview. It's on the Redmen TV, and we are looking at Liverpool v Atalanta at Anfield. I'm Chloe Bloxham. I'm joined by Leah Bauer and Peter Kenny-Jones, as always, for this. And let's get straight into it then. Kickoff is tomorrow. And I don't know about you, Leah, but I'm actually really excited for it to not be a Premier League game, yeah, and me not have all that stress. I know it's a two-legged tie under Jurgen Klopp in a Europa League game, and he enjoys two-legged ties.
He really does. And you know, the fact it's home, you got two legs. Not that you can breathe a little bit, because that'll be my famous last words if we take our foot off the pedal now. But you know, it's a little bit of go and enjoy yourself, figure it out. And then, you know, if the worst does happen, you've still got another match to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, Jurgen Klopp does love two-legged ties. It's quite that simple, to be honest. We've taken down some of the big boys when we've been underdogs. You know, that City in the Champions League, I remember that one. Is it a case of Liverpool actually struggled last time out? It's a disappointing result. We absolutely battered Manchester United, but we've not got over the line there. Is it time to park that result now, really focus on digging in, doing everything we can against an Atalanta side who I've not seen since the last time we played them in the Champions League? So I'm going into this all blind and assuming that's exactly how they play still. But is it just a chance to regain focus on something else and have a little bit of a breather?
Well, we hope so, don't we? I think we're going to be thinking like that as fans, yeah, but we just hope the players aren't. That's the problem. I'm sure that Jurgen and the rest of the staff will be saying in training yesterday, you know, we can't be thinking this is a game that we're going to go and win 5-0 or even one we can relax in, because Atalanta are going to be right up for it, aren't they? They're playing at Anfield. I think they won at Anfield last time. So they're going to be hoping for the shock and, as you say, being the underdog. So as much as we're going to go there probably thinking, thank God we're not having to watch City or Arsenal scores on our phones or see where we are on the table, I think, you know, the players have got to make sure that they're professional. But, you know, why should we doubt that there'll be anything but that?
Yeah, they do. But on the other side of that, it's an exciting tie. You know, these are the moments as a football fan that you live for. You're in a quarter final with the chance to get to the semi final in Jurgen Klopp's last season, Leah. And it's like, this is one of the last games under the lights at Anfield for Jurgen Klopp. So let's make it special. Let's go out there and try and put a statement out for us, but also for the manager.
Yeah, I mean, the last quarter final in the Europa League at Anfield was against Dortmund, and we all know how special that one was. So, yep, you know, anything that gets the crowd going like that, maybe not as tense, maybe not like it as tense as that. That was a rough night. Yep. But, you know, anything that gets, I mean, the crowd's going to be, you know, as Anfield at the end of the day, isn't it? Yep. So, you know, it's just, you know, quarter final, enjoy it. I think that's the main thing. We've always got to enjoy it. Just relish these last moments with Klopp.
Yeah, it should be fun. We've played 8 games, obviously, in the Europa League so far. We've won 6. And I mean, the 2 games that we have struggled in, they have been away from home. As for Atalanta, they sit 6th in the Serie A right now. They've only won 1 of their last 5 league games, and it was a 3-0 win against Napoli, however. So, you know, that they've taken out quite a big dog there. But what do you actually expect from Atalanta? Because like I said, I've not seen them since that Champions League run, and a lot of Italian sides traditionally would sit 11 men behind the ball, try and counter, yeah, try and just take something home with them and get you in their stadium. But it doesn't always feel like Atalanta do that.
Yeah, they've got some exciting players, haven't they? I think, you know, like the likes of Luchman, who we'll all know obviously from Everton, and I think that's Scamacca up front, who scored a few goals for them. But it's hard to know, because, you know, we're massive favourites for this competition, and man, this game. So it's whether they think take it back to their place, or whether they try and catch us by surprise. Because, you know, if you've watched those two United games, you would think that you could get at us at the back, can't you? So, you know, we just hope that people don't take inspiration from the fact that we've been struggling to score goals. And it's just got to be our message. It's got to be just try and win it in the first leg and win it early, hasn't it? So you'd expect us to be exciting, so therefore they're probably going to be hoping to soak it up a bit and catch us on the break. So it's just, again, it's just about a professional performance, isn't it? And as I've looked at Atalanta before, I think, you know, that win over Napoli, I think, was a big one, because it keeps them in the European places above Napoli, and they're obviously going to be wanting Conference League or Europa League. But, you know, the chance to play at Anfield is massive for anyone. And as I said, as much as we're all feeling quite relaxed, this is possibly going to be a game that their season depends on. You know, if they go through, they're going to be looking like we are at that other side of the tie. You know, we've all avoided Leverkusen until possibly the final. Obviously, you can't think too far ahead, but they're going to have similar thoughts that they'll fancy themselves if they beat us in the semis and then through to the final. So, as I said, like already 3-4 times, it's just about being professional and getting the job done.
Yeah, and not being complacent. As for Atalanta, they've won 5 and drawn 3, so they actually haven't lost so far in this competition. I'm just going to bring up, you know, some of the comments here. Callum is extremely confident with this one. I mean, I like it. Fair play. And then we've got rest Salah. I mean, we'll get on to that in a minute. But as from my high-pitched voice there, you could probably say I don't agree. But yeah, Leah, it's a case of the Reds need to get the job done. Are you looking to... Look, we spoke about Sheffield United a couple of weeks ago and loads of people were saying, let's look at goal difference. And when you start to look at those things, you get complacent and things like that happen where they come back in the game and it's a rocky period for Liverpool and Liverpool have to go up a gear. Is it a case of just taking an advantage to Atalanta, or is it a case of actually you've got the Anfield crowd behind you, it's a European night under the light, Liverpool can really have a go at this side? What are you looking for Liverpool to do, and what is the advantage that you want them to at least have going into Atalanta?
I think you look at the last fixtures against Atalanta, they beat us 2-0 at home, we beat them 5-0 away. I mean, as much as you want to say that Anfield is that force, you know, sometimes it just doesn't go our way there. I mean, very rarely. But, you know, I don't think you can turn your nose up, and just getting that bit of advantage, taking that little bit of pressure off and then being able to not rest players, but then thinking about that rotation and to maybe keep us in the league and then prioritising the league. Although you could argue now that the Europa League is maybe our best chance at getting a trophy.
Well, it's the one that, look, I understand we're level on points in the league, but that's not in our hands. You've got to either get a 10-goal difference, which you're not going to do. Like, you're just not going to climb that back. This is a case where this is actually in your hands. Yeah. You control your own destiny in this one. And we all know how much Liverpool are in love with European football. Yes, it's normally a much bigger trophy, but it's still one that Jurgen Klopp has not had in his collection under Liverpool. So it would be brilliant for him, wouldn't it, for it to be a full circle moment. I think his first season, he lost the Europa League final, he lost the League Cup final. Well, we've already done 50% of that. Let's go over and do the second half of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, it is a slightly smaller trophy, but it would just be nice just to finish off the collection for him.
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't say, if you asked me to prioritise the Premier League or the Europa League, I mean, I would, before the weekend, I would say Premier League all the way. But now that where we are in the Premier League, it's a little bit like, well, like you said, it's in our own hands.
Well, I think, I don't know about you, Peter, but this isn't the Champions League, and I think you've got a little bit of breathing space. Look, Atalanta are going to be a really good side. I will not underestimate them. But you do have a little bit of that breathing space of all of these teams are looking at Liverpool and going, my God, these should not be. How unlucky are we to have these in our league, in our, you know, competition? Because everyone's been saying it, they're a Champions League side, and we've proven it where we are in the league. So is it right to maybe assume that some of these teams fear us, or does it put a bigger target on our back?
Well, probably both, innit? But I think the Sparta Prague boss said, didn't he, you know, it's almost not fair that we're in this competition. You know, you look at Arsenal, you look at City, they're playing Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. And no offence to Atalanta, but this is essentially like a Champions League group stage game for us, isn't it? So if we were playing this in December, we'd probably be saying, if there's a game at the weekend, rest 4 or 5 of them and go on. And, you know, we should have that feeling, because we should be thinking we're going to go in and win this game, because, as you say, we've proven it in Europe, we've proven it in the league, that we're more good enough to go and get a win against them. It's just obviously proven why we're the favourites, proven why we are a Champions League team, which obviously our last year's form didn't deserve that. That's why we're in this competition. But we we've treated it with respect pretty much all the way through. We played a lot of strong teams. The only ones that we haven't are the ones that we've slipped up on. So I'm sure Jürgen and the rest of the players will know that, you know, we can't afford to try and drop any players or switch it up. And as you say, it's just about getting that win. And if we get a big win here, we can essentially rest everyone again on Thursday. And even if we lose again next Thursday, as long as we've got a big enough lead, that gives us a massive help for the title race, which we're all prioritising.
Yeah, Aaron in the comments is saying, not the Aaron behind the camera for us, we need at least a 2-goal advantage, minimum. I think Salah needs to play, hopefully start banging in the goals. Yeah, maybe actually that is a good point. It is a case of just let him go and free again, please, because he looks like he's playing with shackles half the time. And Daniel, I've brought you up last because you said Jota likes this game. Hat-trick last time he played Atalanta. And we've got brilliant news at the fact that an entire, half of our squad is coming back into this team. Trent Alexander-Arnold was back in training on Tuesday. He's been sidelined since Burnley in February. Jota the Slaughter, I've got to say it's got to be, is back in training. He was out since the 17th of Feb, which I think we all thought we got a bit lucky with that, to be honest, because I thought that was like an ACL injury or something.
I thought that was season done.
Alisson Becker, I've not heard of him in months on end. Is back. He featured in Arsenal against Arsenal nearly Feb. These are obviously players that you're not expecting to start, but hopefully at least have an impact coming off the bench. Getting them back is massively important. Stefan Bajetic also returned to training. He only played 72 minutes this season due to injury. So Leah, there's a load of players who would be nailed on in our starting 11 here who are coming back, who hopefully if you can give 15-20 minutes to at the end. I mean, I would hate to be Atalanta. You've ran around for 75 minutes and then you're seeing Diogo Jota and Trent Alexander-Arnold. Come on. I'd really just want to hand in the towel. So it's brilliant to have those players back. And also, this is a stepping stone for the next couple of games. We mentioned there that if you can, knock Atalanta out the park, that's a game next week where I'm looking for maybe one or two of them to start to make sure they get that fitness back, because you're not expecting them this weekend or obviously on Thursday to start those games because of how long they've been out. But to drip feed them back in is quite a scary thought.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's come at the perfect time, knowing that we've got this Thursday and next Thursday then before we've got our league games on the weekend. So like you said, if they get 15 minutes tomorrow and then maybe another 15 minutes on Sunday, you can then have them maybe for a full, maybe like 60 minutes then on the Thursday, and then they're back ready then, full match fitness then to go for the rest of the running for the Premier League then.
Yeah, exactly. The one sad news that we do have is Wataru Endo did miss training, Peter, on Tuesday. He obviously got that knock, missed Sheffield United, I think it was, came back, got taken off for United, which we all assumed was more of a tactical reason. Not seeing him, I mean, does that worry you in any way because of the license it gives McAllister when he plays? What would you be doing there if he can't play?
Yeah, so it would have been perfect if Bajetic was a few weeks ahead. Obviously, it'd be a great game to have him in. I'd really like, obviously, I'm sure we'll talk about it later. I'd like to see like the likes of McAllister and Sobers like giving a bit of a rest, but you know, our only other real options there are maybe you play Joe Gomez again, which I probably wouldn't do just because it's still quite an important game, quarter final. You play Trent there where he's not ready, or you'd play McAllister, as I said, I'd like to have rested, but that's probably going to be the option we go with. You know, Klopp always likes to be respectful to the opponent, and we're going to go as strong as we can. So I'd expect if Endo isn't fit to put him in there, but you know, how durable Endo is, and with the players that are coming back, you know, it still wouldn't surprise me if he did get a nod, because you don't know the reason why he wasn't there. But yeah, I think at present, if Endo's not available, then I think it has to be McAllister.
At the six, yeah. And look, it's... as long as he's not out long term, it's a game where I wouldn't risk him anyway. I don't know about you, Leah. If there's like, it could just be the Kevin De Bruyne situation yesterday where he just started vomiting. Like, the lad just could have a bug.
Yeah.
But if it's a knock, I would not be risking him at all, because ultimately Liverpool should have enough on the pitch to be able to get Atalanta and cause some problems. And for me, that Palace game, you know, that I'm always going to prioritise the league games, because I just back Anfield and Liverpool in European competitions a bit more because of the two-legged tie that you have. So, I mean, for you, what is... I mean, I'll let you do it as a joint combination. You can give me a starting 11, but I will just throw some names in there that you do miss if you do. I'm going full strength. Are you going full strength?
Yeah.
That's not filling me with confidence. No, is it?
Like, a step down maybe from full strength.
Really?
Mm.
What about you, Peter?
But yeah, I'd say about 90%. That's probably rest one or two. Not like more, just because of how much football they're playing and how much football's to come and no breaks. And this is the whole point that we're excited about. The fact that City and Arsenal are playing massive teams is that we can, even if we take the foot off the gas in terms of not playing at 100%, but yeah, I'd take a couple out.
Great. Well, I was putting out my insightful. This is my Champions League now, lads. This is, I'm seeing it as Champions League. I do not care. Like, I need to win this trophy. But you've said there you're going to do 90%. I feel like you're going to name some of the players that are in my starting 11 that I just think deserve to be starting, and therefore in my favourite 11 right now. But let's do a combined starting 11, starting from your goalkeeper, which I assume everyone will have Keller in goal for that one.
It's too early to bring Alisson back, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, where you fit Alisson's got to come back. He's the best goalkeeper in the world.
Yeah.
When we can do that, though, is a different thing. Right, starting off with your right back to left back, please. Let's go.
I think Conor Bradley, I think, you know.
Yep.
He is off. Best option at the minute anyway, but
Trent not available.
Yeah, I think with Trent coming back as well, there's no need to rest. There's no need to rest him yet, because he's going to play the next two or three, and then Trent's probably going to be in the rest of the season.
Who is your centre back pairing then for this one?
I think you've got to play Kwanzaa. I think shake off the weekend. If he doesn't play, then it maybe dwells on him a bit more. Yep. Just get a good 90 minutes under his belt and then carry on.
Kwanzaa's played 7 of the 8 matches in this competition, and I think that's correct. You've got to back the lad, and that situation could happen to any of those players on the pitch.
Yeah.
I expect him to start. You expect him to start?
Yeah, I would have picked him as well. I think it's just, I don't know what's going on with Konate. I don't know why he's not playing, whether he can only play one game a week or whatever it is. And the cycle at the moment seems to be he's playing the midweek ones, which I'd much rather he was playing the weekend ones. So if it means that Quanta plays a Konate's in at the weekend and that's his new cycle, then I'd do that. But as you say, you know, to get that mistake out the way, and just, you want to play football again as soon as you do anything like that. And, you know, he made up for it in the game. You know,
he
took on Fernandez, helps us win that pen. But yeah, I think it'll be good for his confidence to shake it off. And if I go on, I put Van Dijk aside alongside him, and then hopefully Kanate's back in for the weekend, and then they can keep rotating from then on.
And your left back, you've got to choose between three: Gomez, Robbo, Kostas. I think on the week show, the podcast or whatever, someone mentioned Kostas and I very much lobbed him out the window. I totally understand, but once again, I'm putting out my best 11 in my mind. What are you doing? Are you putting Kostas? Perfect. If I see Kostas, perfect. I like the lad. I just was rotating between Gomez and Robbo there, my first two. What are you doing?
See, I was going to say maybe Kostas. So am I getting knocked out the window now?
I was going to say the same as that. But only because I think Robbo's been injured, that's all. I think he could have that rest, and I'd happily play him in the one after. I just think, as you say, we're going to have so many games, and we've got midweek Premier League games coming up. I think it's good to have him, and then maybe even bring Gomez on, and you've got your your two players who are playing who maybe need more football. Okay. And but I think I was looking before, I think he started the Southampton game and the Cup, and the game before that was the Arsenal one where he did his shoulder. So he really hasn't had much football, and we don't want a position where Robbo or Gomez get injured and we have to throw him in and he's not got any minutes.
Yeah. You don't, but I was the reverse for you. You've thrown Kostas in first. I was Robbo in first, make sure I get this 3-goal lead that I really want, and then next Thursday, Kostas all the way. But I've respected
they're all good options. That's the good thing. Yeah, exactly. It's not like we're going to be good to any of them. So.
Nothing's the wrong choice.
Midfield three, then, we've just mentioned it. Let's do. I mean, we don't know whether Wataru and those fit, so we'll have to do Wataru and those slash who's sitting in DM for you if Wataru and those not fit.
It would just have to be McAllister, isn't it?
Like, see, it's just. We're all saying Maka, right? Yeah. But someone's just made a really good point that Curtis Jones needs minutes and Curtis Jones can do the six. And I'd rather if I get to see Harvey, if I get to see McAllister at the number eight position, to be honest, I am sacrificing that. What are you doing that? Or
now that you've said that, that sounds like a great chance. And a great chance to play that option as well, see how it works.
He needs minutes as well, doesn't he, Peter? Yeah. So is Curtis in your starting 11?
I'd still go McAllister number six, but my plan was to play Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott in front of him, just because I think Harvey's impact, he definitely deserves minutes. He seems to be the Europa League player, and you know, I think him and Endo were starting pretty much all the games. Obviously, if Endo's not fit and you take him out, I think Gravenberch is the one that misses out, and maybe this competition and this game should have him written all over it, but I don't think he's shown enough to be given the start. As I say, Elliott was amazing again at Old Trafford and has been every time he's come on. And then Curtis Jones, he needs the minutes, and he's played the last couple of games. I think it'd be good for him to start, and then maybe ring a Gravenberch on at the hour mark or something like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think I think Szoboszlai needs a bit of, not rest, but just to be on the bench maybe for a little bit as well.
Okay, yeah. I agree. Harvey Elliott is before Szoboszlai for me now in the pecking order. I'm so sorry, but that's happened. Someone's just lobbed in Gomez at the six. Let's give him a rest, probably. I don't mind it. Once again, I don't mind it. This is the thing. There's so many players now that we've got available who I see in that squad, and I'm sound with the Kostas there. I'm sound with, you know, one of the young lads in midfield if we needed to. But, you know, ultimately, Curtis Jones needs minutes. He's shown that against Manchester United. He needs to get back in the rhythm. McAllister, I just want on the pitch at all times because I love the lad. And Harvey Elliott has been such an influential player for us in this entire season. So, you know, we'll hopefully see what happens there. Right, the front three then.
This is
probably where we're all going to be very different between each other. Peter, I'll come to you first.
Okay.
Thanks.
You give me your front three.
Yeah, well, I think, as the comment before, I think Salah does need to play because I would like to see him get a few more goals. The one I'm resting, I think it'll be Diaz, and I'd play Nunes left and Gakpo through the middle. Only because I think one of them needs resting, and you know, I think Nunes could do with a couple of goals if he can as well, so I'd have him on the pitch. I don't think Diaz, obviously, as much as it'd be great if he did score, I don't think it'd affect his mood too much going into the weekend if he's not playing. But I think Nunes needs to get a couple of goals, as I said, and then Cody Gakpo, I think I'd be surprised if we're not all selecting him, because I think it's written all over that he deserves a start. You know, he's a bit hit and miss, is a bit harsh, but he hasn't been at his full fine and best. He was good against United. He deserves another start. I think his last one was Sparta Prague as well, and he did all right there. But yeah, that's my front three.
Yeah, Cody Gakpo has played six games in this competition, scoring four goals. Obviously, we mentioned there, I actually thought he did come on and he influenced the game against Sheffield United. Yeah. He gets his goal, and I thought against Manchester United he was really good as well. So are you going with that front three, or have you got any changes in there?
See, I was going to disagree. I was going to rest Nunes, keep Diaz, put Gakpo through the middle.
Yeah,
but then also thinking about Sparta Prague and how Nunes is two goals. Are these competitions kind of built for him to be a bit more chaotic? Because it's completely different systems. You know, an Italian side, he is just chaos, isn't he?
Is
he built for this? Or would you rather, if we're struggling, he's going to make, in my head, he makes a bigger impact off the bench than Diaz does. So then I'm thinking, you're struggling 70 minutes, bring him on, you get the goals secured, move on to next week.
Yeah, what I would say is we tend to rest Nunes more than Diaz, and I think that's just because Nunes has had a worse injury record. He's been out several times this season. But once again, I could see I think Gakpo has to start. Yeah. I'd love me front three that I usually go with, but I think because this is, like, the League Cup was Gakpo's competition, this feels like a Gakpo competition. Yeah. I think Salah has to start, like you mentioned there. It just has to be. And he will want to play. He will want to come on and just score a hat trick and be like, wonderful. Mm. Like, this is too easy for me, lads. Like, we've seen him come off the bench many a times and just get a goal, and it's a bit unfair to the opposition. And also, we need to kill a game as quickly as possible. Liverpool, if we can go in to the weekend knowing that next Thursday we can put a heavily rotated side out, we can give minutes to the players that need the minutes, then that is vitally important. But I'm absolutely sound with that lineup. Like I said, I was fine with any lineup because I enjoy all the players. I'm going to ask you for your five subs now, though. I am. You can save one for an injury just in case. So I'm asking for your four subs now. McAllister is one of my first. You've got to bring him off at some point there. Yeah. Mm. That would be my thing. If you're starting Salah, are you taking Salah off at some point?
Depends on the score. That's my thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if, assume we're winning 3-0 and yeah, he comes off all day. So I'd be putting, like, maybe put Harvey on the right and bring Gravenberch on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it depends which of the kids have done on the bench. If it's going that well, you know, look at Clark. Maybe it could be one of their last performances. Hopefully they're all playing the week after, because it means that we've done so well in the first leg. And then obviously, like, I'd love to see Dan's get another run out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it depends obviously who's starting. If it's my team starting and Tsimikas is at left back, as I said, wouldn't be upset with, like, a Gomez coming on. And then you want to take McAllister off, as you say. So it just depends who's on the pitch, like. But yeah,
if we're 3-0, we've done this in this competition quite a few times. We've done 45 each for Konate and Verge.
Yeah.
At what point maybe that? Look, I've just said this is a Champions League tie in my head. Like, I'm seeing it as that level of importance. Yeah. So in those games, Virgil van Dijk just would not be coming off the pitch. Yeah. But if we've got that ability, you might bring on Konate, especially if he's, you know, not played the last game. Give him a couple of minutes in there. Quickly give me your score predictions. If you don't like doing them, don't do them, because I don't give score predictions. Nope. It's just you, Peter.
I hate them as well, to be honest. But I'll
great.
Let's say 3-1. We're 3-0 up. We get complacent score at the end, which means we still have to turn on a bit in the next leg, which I'd obviously rather it was 6-0 and we don't have to do anything, but that's what I'll say.
Yeah, exactly. And look, Atalanta are probably going to pose a really good game of football because they're a decent side. Yep. They've caused us problems before. But also, I'm 100% back on the Reds, and that's what I truthfully care about. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to create an atmosphere that I will enjoy, the players will hopefully enjoy. And hopefully it just means that, you know, Anfield can intimidate an opponent, and hopefully we can do that. But thanks so much for joining us for this one. Really appreciate it. Let's hope the Reds do come away with quite a comfortable lead to take into that second leg, so we can rest a couple of players. But until then, up the Reds.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.